Welcome, everybody, to a brand new horse racing program on 96.7 FM and 1270 AM WDLR. It's Off to the Races, and I am your host, Mike Bozich, going to take you through the next half hour of some good stuff here coming up in the kickoff program. But we do want you to know that what you're going to hear each and every Saturday at 9:30 in the morning is you're going to hear some great content, exclusive interviews with superstars of horse racing, including drivers, jockeys, trainers, owners, track management, much more coming up each and every Saturday here on the brand new Off to the Races. Let's talk a little bit about today's show. I wish we could have started things off on a bit of a better note, but as a lot of you know, a couple of weeks ago, a tragedy came across the harness racing industry as one of the promising young drivers, promising young horseman, Hunter Myers, tragically passed away in a harness racing accident at the Meadows in Washington, Pennsylvania. And we're going to be talking a little bit about the life and times of Hunter. Mike Tanner, the executive VP and CEO of the United States Trotting Association, going to be joining us, as well as the content creator and track photographer at the Meadows, Chris Gooden. They will both be joining us. They're going to talk a little bit about what the Hunter Myers meant to us as an industry, as well as how the harness racing industry rallied around him and his family. More on that coming up on Off to the Races. Stay tuned. And we're back on the brand new Off to the Races. Mike Bozich, your host. Don't forget, in just a couple of minutes on this brand new edition, we're going to hear from the Executive Vice President and CEO of the United States Trotting Association, Mr. Mike Tanner. Also going to hear from the content creator and track photographer of the Meadows, Chris Gooden. As we mentioned before, we're going to talk today about the passing of Hunter Myers. He was a premier harness racing driver, not only here in the state of Ohio, as he plied his trade quite a bit at Northfield Park, where he was number five of the driver's standings, but also at the Meadows, where he tragically passed in a harness racing accident just a couple of weeks ago. One of the things that we're going to talk to Mike Tanner about, and this was a really good conversation, had a chance to sit down with him just a couple of days ago, we're going to talk about safety, and that is one of the major issues, not only in the sport of harness racing, but I think in any sport. I think every sport strives to try to make their sport safer. And the hard truth of it is that, you're never going to make it foolproof. It's never going to be 100%. But it was a good conversation with Mike, because we talked about the policies that the USTA has put forth in regards to safety vests and helmets, how far the technology of the helmets that the drivers wear has come down over the last several years. Also, the removing of the hub rail at harness racing tracks. Now they're equipped with safety lanes, a lot of them with open stretch racing, but where the hub rails used to be at a lot of the racetracks now, they've been replaced with pylons, and it's a lot safer. In other words, if a horse goes off stride or whatever, it's a lot easier to just gear them inside the racetrack, gear them inside the safety lane, as opposed to a hub rail, because if there was a hub rail there, well, there's no place to go. So we are going to touch base with Mike Tanner about that. But just a brief introduction of who I am. I know I'm maybe a stranger to a lot of you people. I'm the current track announcer at Harris Philadelphia, a racetrack in Chester, Pennsylvania. I've been there since 2014. I actually got my start in Detroit, Michigan. I don't know if I should have said that, because I know the big rivalry between Ohio State and Michigan, and here we are in Ohio. But no, I actually worked in Detroit for 10 years as the assistant general manager and track announcer at Hazel Park. I've also had a cup of coffee at a lot of different racetracks. I announced at Hawthorne in Chicago, Illinois. I announced at Cal Expo, Ocean Downs. I've dabbled in thoroughbred racing. I was at Parks in Pennsylvania for quite some time, a thoroughbred racetrack just outside the Philadelphia area. So I've been around. Plus, Post Time with Mike and Mike was a podcast that myself and Ohio native Mike Carter. A lot of you probably know Mike Carter if you're familiar with the sport of harness racing. He's one of the mutual managers and a jack of all trades up at the Northfield Park up in Cleveland. But we had a podcast that went for about 3 years called Post Time with Mike, and Mike did a lot of great things, including the first ever USTA presidential debate. And a lot of those podcasts can still be found hidden around on the web. All you have to do is do a Google search of Post Time with Mike and Mike, and you can find a lot of those great podcasts. But yeah, 2.5 years that was going on. I actually got my start in radio back in the early 2000s. I used to work for a couple of radio stations in the local Chicagoland market in Northwest Indiana, and did a lot of college sports, high school sports, play-by-play. My first foray into soccer, which is a sport I still really don't know anything about, but did a lot of football, a lot of baseball, a lot of basketball, and that was certainly fun times. But my passion has always been racing. My father took me to the racetrack ever since I was little, grew up in the Chicagoland area, grew up around such great racetracks like Maywood Park, Balmoral Park, of course, Hawthorne, Sportsman's Park. They were right across the street from each other. For those of you that are not familiar with the Chicago racetrack geography or the history of it, and of course, the great grand dam of them all, Arlington Park, which is another track that just closed a couple of years ago. But my dad took me to the racetrack ever since I was little. Always had the passion for wanting to announce racing. Always had the passion for wanting to positively promote horse racing. And that's what you're going to get a lot of here on the brand new Off to the Races. You're going to get the positive promotion of racing. You're going to hear a lot of great interviews, not only from the great drivers, not only from some of the more established people in our sport, but you're going to hear from a lot of the smaller horsemen and horsewomen, some of these hardest working people in the sport that get up each and every morning at 4 or 5 in the morning, and how hard these guys and gals work is just unbelievable. They really put their passion on the line in this industry. All right, when we come back, we're going to hear from United States Trotting Association CEO and EVP Mike Tanner. You've got the brand new Off to the Races back in a moment. We're back on the brand new Off to the Races. Mike Bozich with you, and we're joined now by the Executive Vice President and the CEO of the United States Trotting Association, Mike Tanner. Mike, thank you for coming on to the program here this morning.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Appreciate it.
You know, we were just talking a little bit about off the air about, you know, how proud we are of the industry. And obviously, it's a tragic incident that happened a couple of weeks ago with Hunter Myers, with the passing after that tragic accident a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, we're just so darn proud of this industry and the way people come together in times of tragedy like this.
Absolutely. I mean, collectively, there's a huge heart in the harness racing industry. And in the wake of Hunter's passing, I think we saw that immediately. People rushing online and making phone calls and saying, what can we do? And the tributes started popping up, but they were tributes with a purpose, you know, and the purpose was to benefit Hunter's family and his young son. And the selflessness, I think, that was displayed, it wasn't surprising, but it was remarkable.
Now, a few minutes ago, before we got you on the air, I listed, and I know I didn't list all of them. I mean, all of the tributes, all of the different things people have done on social media. I know that a lot of the racetracks were selling the armbands and the ribbons in the ear, and there were T-shirts and just all kind of things that was going on. And, of course, the big donations coming from everywhere, the Hunter Myers Memorial Race, which the Meadowlands hosted, which all the proceeds went to Hunter's family. Just an unbelievable outpouring of support everywhere, virtually.
Yeah, absolutely. The Meadowlands race was fantastic. I noticed that Chris Gooden, who did just an amazing job in documenting the honor walk and is close to the family. Chris has developed some merchandise that honors Hunter with all of the proceeds going to Hunter's family. We saw tributes at Northfield and at Pocono and at a number of other racetracks. We're meeting here at the USTA trying to figure out what to do in terms of to add on to that. I mean, and it needs to be something lasting, something in Hunter's name and something that can benefit the family and hopefully benefit the industry too. And so there's really a spirit of togetherness that isn't always apparent in our sport. I mean, we do a pretty good job of ripping into each other sometimes, but when something like this comes, I think it really shines a light on the fact that we are, and I hesitate to use the term, but I really feel like this is the case. We are a family in harness racing. And, it's a shame that a tragedy is what brings that to the forefront again, but it's good to know that it's there, and it really is heartwarming.
Visiting with Mike Tanner, the Executive Vice President and the CEO of the United States Trotting Association. You got it off to the races here on this Saturday morning. Now, Mike, if anybody's out there listening that hasn't had a chance, and coincidentally, we're going to have Chris Gooden on this program in just a couple of minutes, but if anybody hasn't had a chance to watch the Honor Walk, and basically what it is, and Chris Gooden was able to document this, it's a walk in the hospital. I guess they kind of call it the last walk, where the person that is being deceased is giving his organs, donating his organs out to a select people and giving them the opportunity of life. And if you haven't seen that, you better have a good box of tissue and maybe a backup box of tissue, because you're going to need it.
Yeah, I watched it on a Sunday morning, and I could barely get through it the first time. And then I went back to it a couple of hours later and completely came unglued. And I decided at that point that I had all these emotions, didn't know what to do with them, so I figured I'd just put them down on paper and start writing. And I did. And then I wrote something, and I thought, well, geez, maybe other people are feeling this too. So I put it up on the website, and the USTA website, and the response was humbling. I all of this is possible because of the openness of the Myers family and the generosity of sharing that with people, and of Chris Gooden's work. Chris's editing and Chris's capturing of all of that was so respectful. It was raw and grueling. I mean, it's tough to get through, but it leaves you with such a great sense of how loved Hunter was, how his life was going to go on in others, and the impact that he had. If you just take a look at the faces of the people, the hospital workers, the drivers, the family members in the hallway as Hunter is being wheeled into the operating room for his organs to be harvested, look at their expressions. It says everything.
That was one of the very few moments in my life, and I'll tell you, be honest with you, it might have been one of the only moments in my life where, you know, it was the saddest moment, yet I couldn't get the smile off my face. It was just so inspiring. Mike, let's spin off a little bit before we let you go and bring up the issue of safety. And I know that in the sport of harness racing, like many other sports, they're always striving to try to make things safer. And not only in harness racing, but in every other sport as well, the hard truth is that it's never going to be 100% safe. But we do strive to try to make some adjustments here and there. And if today we could make things 0.2% safer than they were yesterday, it's a victory. Let's talk a little bit about how harness racing throughout the years has made things safer for our horsemen and horsewomen out there on the racetrack.
Sure. Let's start with just the various driving licenses that are available. The USTA offers four types of licenses, and there are graduated differences between the matinee, the Q license, the P license, and then the full A license. These are structured so individuals can progress through the system in a safe and effective manner. Industry references play a key role. There are practical and written examinations and so forth. So, there are barriers that need to be cleared before anyone can even get out onto the track. And once they do, as you've mentioned, Mike, over the years, safety has become increasingly a paramount issue, let's say, to the industry. There are helmet requirements. Every driver has to wear a helmet that meets the requirements set forth by the Snell Memorial Foundation. A lot of people don't know this, but the Snell Foundation is the gold standard in helmet testing. The foundation was named after an auto driver, Pete Snell, who passed away back in 1956 because his helmet failed. And a bunch of physicians and engineers got together and said, this is never going to happen again. And so every harness racing helmet has to pass that set of standards. And I'm think it's just absolutely key that people know that. The USTA also has a rule on the book for safety vests. Not all states have adopted that rule, but we think it's important, and we took that step. Go back a number of years, just the removal of the hub rails was a complete game changer, I think, in terms of making things more safe than they had been before. It's important to note, I think, that Hunter's death was the first on-track fatality in harness racing since the spring of 2006. That was when Hal Bullout passed at Harrington. So the fatalities are very, very rare. But one is too many, you know, and we're always looking for ways to try to minimize the risk. There is an inherent risk in harness racing. The drivers accept that. But we need to try to make things as safe as they can to hopefully we'd never see what happened with Hunter Myers happen again.
Mike, we certainly appreciate you taking time out of your day this morning.
My pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
That was Mike Tanner, the EVP and CEO of the United States Trotting Association. When we come back, content creator of The Meadows, Chris Gooden, joins us on Off to the Races. Back in a moment. And we are back on Off to the Races. Mike Bozich here as we continue our tribute show, per se, to Hunter Myers, who, of course, tragically passed a few weeks ago in a harness racing accident at the Meadows. Right now, we are joined by Chris Gooden. Chris is the track photographer at the Meadows. Also, he is the creator of Chris Gooden Visuals. And listen, if you're in the sport of harness racing, and even if you're not, especially over the last couple of weeks, you probably come to know Chris a little bit from his coverage and his various workings and his creativity of harness racing, in particular at the Meadows. And Chris, listen, let's talk a little bit about Hunter the person. There's so much to get into here about how much of an inspiration, whether you've known Hunter or whether you're just like me, you've never really said anything or don't really know Hunter. Hunter has really been an inspiration to a lot of us folks. And in a lot of ways, he has done what a lot of people can't do in their lives, and that's kind of pull this industry together.
Yeah, Hunter was a very unique individual. We had a lot of fun at the track, and we made a lot of cool video work. But Hunter is a person. I mean, I've never met somebody who he never said no. You know, he was, from everything that everybody has told me, he's always been such the giver as a person. You know, he was always there no matter what you needed. He always made you laugh. He always joked around. For Hunter, it was always whatever we could get into.
Now, Chris, you're a photographer, and I like to call you a content creator, because that's basically what you do, is you create so much different kind of content, whether it be through photos or videos. And I know, of course, 90% of the things that you do, 95% of the things that you do are lighthearted and fun, and that's the way harness racing should be. And here we have, a situation, a tragedy like this, such a popular kid, and what happened to him. As an individual, Chris, as somebody that does this on a daily basis, how did you prepare yourself or get through something like this and the documentation of Hunter going through this period towards the end of his life?
So, when it came time for me to make a post about the passing of Hunter, I thought the best way I could do that is just gather a bunch of clips and I could make a minute long tribute video to him, just so people could see. That was the most important part to me. I wanted the people who didn't know Hunter to see the way I saw Hunter, or the way we all saw Hunter at the Meadows. So for me, that was what I wanted to put out. I never expected any of it to go viral like it did. I mean, it was crazy. But I just wanted to be able to show the public what kind of person he was. And to me, you know, for me, the grieving process was just reading all of the love and all the caring and all the outpouring that everybody gave to Hunter and his family and friends and Chloe Hayden, myself included. And I mean, it was just my way of kind of getting through it.
If anybody hasn't seen it, by the way, we're talking to Chris Gooden. He's a content creator, Chris Gooden Visuals, track photographer at the Meadows. Chris, one of the, I don't even know how to describe it. We talked a little bit about off the air about the honor walk that you were that you documented via video. And if anybody hasn't had a chance to see it, we're going to give people the information on if they want to go back and watch it. But like I told you know, Mike Tanner, if you know, if you're going to watch it, you better have a box of tissue. But that honor walk, which was done at the hospital, and for those people that don't know, Hunter Myers was a donor, so he's donating vital organs and going to give people a second chance at life through his passing. But that honor walk was something that, you know, it was very sad, it was very gut-wrenching, but on the other side of the token, it was very inspirational, and I couldn't stop the tears from flowing, and I couldn't get the smile off my face, if that makes any sense.
No, it completely does. For me, I didn't quite understand it as a personal thing when I was asked to do it. It was very hard for me even do it until the family said, yes, please follow, go with us, please film this for us. And, you know, I'm like, okay, I can do that. So without a doubt, the hardest thing I've ever had to do filming-wise in my life, it was the most gut-wrenching, the most heartbreaking thing I've ever witnessed. And it was just, and I put the video together and I sent it to Chloe and I said, here, I'm not going to put this out. I want this for you. The only way I'm going to post this is if the family and you are okay with it. And she went to the family and they talked and they said, please do. I posted it and it quickly went viral, and I wasn't that expecting to do like that either. And then once I started reading the comments, I was okay. Like filming the process, yeah, it was very hard. Editing, I was okay. For the next 3 hours at my desk, I sat and cried while I watched people leave comments and the outpouring of the emotions again. And that's when I understood that if we could have gotten one person to donate their organs next to Hunter, this did exactly what it wanted to. At this point now, it's on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. It's been viewed over 10 million times now between the three platforms. And I think that his family did a great thing with sharing that just absolutely heartbreaking experience.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, Chris, that is the proof. That is certainly the proof that you know, Hunter is living in pretty much all of us, even after his passing. Chris, before we get any further, I'm going to ask you just one more question before I let you go, because I know you got to get to work. But how can if people out there listening haven't had a chance to see the honor walk, how can they go about watching it?
It's on all three of my major platforms, which is Facebook under just my name, Chris Gooden. And then Chris Gooden Visuals, either on Instagram or on TikTok. It's on both of those as well.
Before we let you go, Chris, obviously we talked about how the harness racing world came together, various memorials, you know, all kind of opportunities to donate, whether it be through shirts, ribbons, GoFundMe, just a lot of different ways that you can contribute to Hunter's family during this trying time. And I know, Chris, you've got some things going on as well. Can you tell us about it if people want to donate?
Yep, so there's a link on my Facebook. It's to a, we're selling t-shirts, hoodies, long sleeve shirts, sweatshirts. We're starting with that right now just to see how it goes. I have a friend who prints for me, so she's taking care of all of that side. I'm taking care of the other side, and all of the profits that we make are going to be donated to Chloe and Hayden. There's a link on my Facebook to give you the website. And of course, right now I'm dealing with PayPal and their verification process to make sure I'm not a scammer. But
I've always known harness racing was one big family. Yeah, we all fight, but I've never seen a situation bring together so many people in our industry. And unfortunately, it had to be something of a passing of a terrible accident of an amazing person. But it's great to see everybody come together for his family and friends.
Rest in peace, Hunter Myers. You will certainly be missed. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Special thanks to our guests, Mike Tanner and Chris Gooden. We will see you next Saturday for another edition of Off to the Races at 9:30 a.m. Have a good week, everybody.